Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah.
I wondered on the samosa dinner, how many were we planning at this point? How many have been invited? Or do you know, around 40?
I think we were figuring 40 or 45.
Yeah. What I'd like to do is to make it with women. I'll tell you why. She's going to be there. His wife going to be at Blair House. And Pat, otherwise, I'll have to do a lunch for her or something.
Okay.
And it'd be hard in the White House. Let's just give the old boy a real show. Make it a, you know, a black tie dinner, wives too. And that lets Lazo Sevilla Sacasa to bring his wife and all that stuff. Okay?
Right.
Easier for us too. It makes it 80. Or 100 for that matter. See?
Okay.
Don't you think it's a nice idea?
Yeah, I didn't realize she was going to be here.
Yeah, well, I think it's a good way to handle things. So if you just change it to a
especially since it's not just a class reunion type thing that was originally
going to be. And that we're going to have the ladies and the gentlemen. That way he sort of has the feeling of a mini state visit. We did it for Saud, we might as well do it for this fellow.
Okay,
fine. I think that'll be a good way to kill two birds with one stone.
Fine.
And incidentally, after the that dinner, Pat tells me that there is a little problem. That's the second. Between then and the wedding, she says she doesn't feel we should have any events in the White House then.
Yeah, well, I got a note that they wanted
because
to close it from the 6th on.
Well, the staff, you know, really needs a rest, not a rest, but they need to
get ready.
And so, let's, except for breakfast, let's not have anything from then on. Can we do that? We don't have anything, do we? Nothing we have to do between then and those events.
We have that 80th Congressional Club reception.
No problem on that. No problem on that. That's easy.
And, no, that's it.
Good. Okay.
There's nothing.
That takes care of everybody.
Nothing more scheduled.
That's fine.
Next thing after that's the Brandt dinner, which is the 15th.
Fine. Well, we've worked the staff pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, we do more than anybody else.
And that wedding's going to be a lot of work for them.
Tremendous amount of work. So.
Well, that's a good idea.
Fine. Okay.
We will keep it clear.
Okay. Anything else of importance?
No. Hubert hit the front page of the paper saying he was looking at chops over the possibility of another run for the presidency.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he did apparently the Godfrey Sperling breakfast this morning. He spent all his time talking about whether he'd run or not.
Oh, that's good. Get him out. What'd you think?
Sure.
Let him get out early. Yeah.
Keep them all going. Talk with each other.
Yeah, the poor guy, in a sense, he just doesn't have the sense to know that the best way to run is not to be so goddamn anxious.
With a pretty stupid statement here. He says that he would sign an affidavit taking himself out of the Wisconsin primary because he said the California and New York primaries would be the only ones he'd run in. He might go in those. But he signs
that affidavit in California.
But then he says in a quote here, he wouldn't be bound by the declaration. He says, a man is entitled in any area of life to change his mind. I'm not going to let any little old piece of paper prevent me from
changing his mind. Well, somebody ought to.
Changing my mind if
I
want
to. It's a nice thing for Dole to take on. He doesn't mean that it's signing a piece of paper, an oath, in effect,
yeah,
a statement, a commitment that means something.
It's incredible.
People in Wisconsin won't like that.
Really stupid statement.
Right. Well, let him go ahead. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Tonight's the night, big night at the Kennedy Center. So
yeah,
for
Julie and David went.
Oh, did they?
Mrs. Eisenhower, they had to see her before they left.
Yeah.
They had to go up there. They had to see her here. They went to a reception for her. There to that. But this is the gala where they're going to raise $350,000 for the kids to go.
Yeah.
Of course, what do I have to do in the darn thing?
On the center? You'll have to go to one of the opening concerts, and I think you ought to go to the second opening, which is the Symphony Hall.
Right.
And that'll be with Antal Doradi. The first opening is with Leonard Bernstein. I don't know if you ought to go to that. That'll be all Kennedy.
Right. When is the second?
It's on the 9th, I think, of
June.
No, September.
Oh, great. Great.
Oh, hell, it is. They haven't even gotten the thing built yet.
Oh, yeah.
This thing tonight's going to be a total mess because the theater, there's no seats in the theaters or anything. It's all a lot of construction work.
Let's put it on the basis that we're going to go. We want to be there for the Doradi, the Washington Symphony.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going to be. The hell with Bernstein. Why should we go to his?
Well, you shouldn't. He's done a special composition saluting Kennedy and all that.
That's right.
The Kennedy family. And I think you should. Yeah. I think it's more gracious anyway for you to let them have their.
That's right.
Their thing, and then you go to the.
Right.
Sort of the other opening.
Good. Good.
Both going to be huge functions, you know, as far as social
stuff.
Oh, I've got that.
That's good. Good. Is that September?
Uh-huh. September 9th.
I might not be here.
I know.
That's okay.
Not, that's fine.
Good. Okay.
That's all bad.
Fine. Okay, Bob.
Okay.